With an update on where the NHL is at with hub cities, specifically Canadian and specifically Vancouver, here's Elliot Friedman from 31 Thoughts. Friedge, thanks so much for popping on short notice. What is the very latest? We thought this was the layup. It's going to be Vegas. It's going to be Vancouver. And what is holding it up, if anything?
Well, if it was a layup, Jeff, you may have blown the layup. That's all I can tell you.
No surprise.
I want to be careful here because I'm still trying to determine exactly what the scope of it is. Is it a 2 on a scale of 10? Is it an 8 on a scale of 10? You know, what are we looking at here? But, you know, everybody was plowing forward. And look, like I did, I was one of the people. Like I had heard on the weekend there was news getting out that they were starting to book hotels and it was going to be Vancouver and it was going to be Vegas. And they were and that's the way we were heading. We were steamrolling in that direction. And last night I got a tip not to go too hard with that, that there was a snag with the Vancouver bid, that there was something that was going on there that was slowing down the bid. And this morning I can't pin it down, but there's something. There's an issue there. And I think it has to do with the quarantine or the bubble or something like that, that has prevented anyone from being in a position where they're saying to me, go with it. It's a slam dunk done. So what I don't know at this time is I talked to you at 12:05 Eastern time on June, the whatever day this is, that if it's going to get sorted out or it means they have to back out entirely. I'm not sure if it's a Canada-wide problem or just a BC problem, but I know that there's something there that they have to work through. They were hoping to announce this tomorrow. We'll see.
It's the 24th, by the way. It's Hall of Fame Day. It's a very exciting day around hockey. And
right.
One more thing on hubs here. So if it... Let's take this a step further. Let's say this whole thing gets scuttled. It's not Vancouver. It's a Canada-wide issue, whatever it is. So it's not Edmonton. It's not Toronto. What are we looking at then?
You know, I don't know. I mean, if you look at it, if for argument's sake, and again, I really want to be careful with this because I don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the full situation is here. But, you know, if you look, there were 6 cities left. There was Vegas, which we all think is going to be one of the hubs. And then there were the 3 Canadian cities, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Toronto. And then there were the other 2 American cities, Chicago and Los Angeles. And so you got to think it's got to be one of those. Now, someone was spitballing with me last night. Now that, you know, the New York area has kind of calmed down a bit, could you try a last-minute play involving the Islanders, the Devils, and the Rangers? But, I saw that Governor Cuomo just announced there's a mandatory 14-day quarantine if you're coming in from one of the hotspots. So I don't even know. Like, I don't even know if that's possible. But all I do know is that, Jeff, as of last night, you know, there was a snag. That's the word I'm sticking with, and it had everybody kind of wondering: is this, like I said, a 2 out of 10, or is this like an 8 out of 10?
Let's get this around the table. Stewie, go ahead.
So, is there like a general consensus from the players on where they specifically want to play, or for them, they're just saying, "Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. We just want to get back to playing hockey."
Well, I think, Anthony, the players had a say in this. I think they, you know, from what I understand, they had approved Vancouver as a location, which is why everything was moving in that direction. So they definitely have a say in this. I think that, you know, Anthony, you know the players better than I do. I think last week really rocked a number of them when they saw the number of positive tests and some of the high-profile people. And, you know, I think that what they want to know is, you know, what's the if they're going to do this, what's the safest environment? And one of the things I think about Vegas, even though the cases are going up, is they think they can have a pretty good bubble there. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at here is, you know, what the players look at is what's the best possible bubble.
Elliot, what sort of priority would be placed on, say, like hotels and the living experience and convenience and all that versus safety? Because, you know, we heard, like, let's say in Toronto here, they say, all right, you're able to do it. The government says you're okay. Certainly there are higher levels of cases here in Ontario. You know, if it was only about safety, you think they'd just go to Edmonton and Vancouver. Where does that safety versus all of the other factors rank right now?
Well, I think, you know, I think safety is a big one. Like, you know, a lot of these players have families. You know, a lot of these players have, I mean, like, honestly, Justin, like, we're still in the infancy of learning about COVID-19 and what it does.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can quote, you know, the rates of mortality, and you can say, well, if you're a certain age and you don't have these conditions, you're generally safe. But the one thing we don't know is you know, what does it do to your body long term? So I think, like, for a lot of the players, the decision is not only going to be about the bubble, and I think that, and I know the league and the players are working on language about this. It's going to be, if you're not comfortable in terms of playing, you know, what does that mean? Are you going to be able to opt out? And, you know, for example, in Major League Baseball, as part of their protocol to play, you know, I was skimming over it, and it said that, you know, if you're high risk, you can opt out and you'll get your full credit for service time. And, you know, so I if one league's working on this language, you know, they all are. You know, there's no pay for the playoffs aside from playoff bonuses, but I can't imagine that there isn't talk about health insurance, long-term effects, opting in or out. You know, I don't know what those are all going to look like, but I know those conversations are happening.
I would imagine that enhanced insurance for all of this would be part of the conversation. I don't think that anyone wants to, you know, contract COVID-19 and be left with scarred lungs just because they wanted to play this summer. I'd have to think that a premium insurance would have to be on the table, wouldn't it?
I would think so. There was a report last night that the NBA has worked out a deal with in terms of the insurance coverage and the quality of insurance that the players are going to get. And again, like I said, Jeff, I think that if one league's doing it, they're all doing it.
Let me we'll end on this one. This is going to be another busy day for you, Elliot. Players having misgivings about playing, and we think of the NBA example. You mentioned Major League Baseball as well. What I worry about through all of this is, sure, the players were all playing for the Stanley Cup, and that's their goal. That's what players have dreamed about their entire lives. And the one thing that does frighten them and has frightened them is the idea of paying 30% escrow, and you want to get that number lower. Do you see a potential for, and we saw this with salary cap, we see this with the inflator, this situation pitting player versus player if some players decide to opt out because they're not comfortable?
It could. You know, it could. But, Jeff, like, most of the conversation I hear is that, you know, after last weekend, you know, last weekend was a weekend where it kind of hits home. Okay.
Yep.
You look at the positive tests in all the different sports. You see 30 guys on LSU's football team. You see 23 guys on Clemson's football team. You see Novak Djokovic yesterday. I think it was it Brooks Koepka today who announced that he's not going to play. You know, like, you know, I think it's hard not to look at this and say, you know, like, we're all, I mean, even us going to work, we're taking a leap of faith here. We're not playing a contact sport. And, you know, thank God, Jeff, because you and I would lose to Anthony and Justin. But,
that's the truth.
You know, like, we're not playing a contact sport here. But everybody who's going to work in an office environment, there's risk you take. And as far as I'm concerned, I am not going to judge anyone else's decisions. Maybe some players will have problems with it. I don't know. I think after last weekend, it was a big awakening for them. But all I know is this. If anybody says they're not going to work at Sportsnet or they're not going to play, they're not going to have any trouble from me. Yeah, they're not going to have any trouble from me.